now, the Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Good Monday. Thanks for being with us. Today is a big day in sports. It is not the day that sports was turned on its ear for the rest of mankind, as I am seeing on social media with the ruling by the Supreme Court that will allow gambling to take place in any state. States have to rule on it, obviously. But that there is now going to be, and we've talked about this on the show, we talked about it at great length when we were in Vegas with Jimmy Vaccaro at the South Point Resort and Casino, and Jimmy will be with us at 10:35 today. There's none better. Jimmy's been doing the lines in Vegas for 40 years. He and Brent Musburger started their own network on it, and Jimmy will join us at 10:35 to talk directly about what this ruling means. This is going on while the Suns hired their coach today. I heard the first couple of minutes of what Igor Kukoskov had to say as the Suns hired him today. I have some thoughts on that. The Diamondbacks aren't good right now. There's quite a few things going on today, but had a good weekend. Had a weekend where Mother's Day came and went. Spent some time with my mom yesterday morning. Spent some time with my wife's mom in the afternoon. Spent some time with my kid's mom. Most of the day I actually slept with her. So, but I've been doing that for 28 years, 29 years, whatever it is. So it was a good weekend all the way around. Eric, did you do much with mom yesterday? Did you get everything taken care of? You in a good space?
I did, yep.
Card?
Card, gift. We went out of town.
Wow.
My parents and I.
All in. Listen to you.
Well, we just went up north.
Prescott?
Spent the day together. Yep. It was cold. And by cold, I mean it was in like the 60s, and I was freezing wearing flip-flops because
that's what you do.
I'm soft like that.
You do wear flip-flops.
It's a good day, though. Good weekend. Busy weekend.
I told my wife came to me on Friday, and she said, what are you getting me for Mother's Day? And I say, you know, Mother's Day is one of these fabricated Hallmark holidays just to buy cards and sell candy.
I disagree with that,
and they're
actually
all over the place. They're on the calendar, like, far too often. I should treat every day as though it's Mother's Day.
February 14th is the only
manufactured
holiday that I don't celebrate.
Mother's Day is a bad holiday. Father's Day is a bad holiday. I should be treated like royalty year-round.
It's true.
4th of July, it's a fun holiday. Labor Day? Halloween's a joke. Thanksgiving's the best. Christmas is fine. I don't know. It's just one of those things where they need to up their prices when it comes. St. Patrick's Day, wear
it's
green.
Interesting you should mention Hallmark. Do you want to know how much I paid for my mom's Mother's Day card
$6?
Walgreens? Higher.
Get out of here. Shut up.
$7.99.
Dude, here's the thing.
$7.99.
You're talented enough. You could take a piece of white paper, like printer paper, fold it in half, take some crayons, and put I love you, and she'd ball.
I'm sure. My mom even said, next time just go to the 99 cent store. They have great cards, and they're 99 cents and 50 cents.
I got my mom flowers, which I never do because flowers die. And I looked at the cards, and I said, now I could get her the cards. Or you know those little portable things of mini Chips Ahoy's?
Mm-hmm.
Grabbed one of those. I was a rock star.
That's good enough.
My mom thought it was great. I was going to get her Bosa. You know, I was going to take her out, and then she's like, I just want to hang out with you. You're always so busy. You're always on the run.
Class it up with a trip to Bosa Donuts. I like
Bosa Donuts, man. We didn't even make it to Bosa.
It's all right.
But, so it was good. It was a good weekend all the way around. Let's get you caught up some things in my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by Sagicor Now. Guys, you've got to protect what matters most. You have your kids, you have your wife, or you just have people that are coming into your space. You're in that space in life where maybe you're thinking of adding children. Maybe you've put it all off and you're in your 50s, 60s, whatever it is. Go online, get your free quote right now for life insurance. Again, protect what matters most. It's Sagicor Now. That is Sagicor. Check it out. We appreciate their support. So the story this morning, it was about 7:30. I start getting messages from people saying, what do you think about the Supreme Court today striking down federal law prohibiting state sports gambling outside of Nevada? It's now meaning a free marketplace. You do not have to go to Las Vegas anymore to sit in the velvet rooms. You do not have to go to Las Vegas anymore, at least under today's ruling, to go lay down a bet. Doesn't mean it can do it today. Each state has to now weigh in on it. And I've reached out to a few people here in our state to say, okay, what do you think? It's very early in the day. But since this ruling has come down, let's just go back on what we had talked about in the past. The NBA and Adam Silver have been the most outwardly spoken on this subject. The idea of the Suns playing a game that they actually might win is, I don't know, would you put any money down on that? But in all seriousness, the Suns are going to play the Lakers. So you're going to go down to the game, and the idea as it was presented to me by people that have been in these conversations or from Adam Silver's end when he has talked about it was that you walk into the game, you have your ticket, you get your ticket scanned, you walk in and you walk right over to what is a kiosk or an ATM machine, however you want it to be. And the line on the game may be Suns by 7.5. And you put down your money and you move on. You go about your day. You go to watch the game. I think it's going to be more than that by the time this comes to fruition. It could be by the next season. I really don't know. It's very early. It just happened 3 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago. It may be something where because of this little handy dandy thing that you're going to sporting events. And even now, if you go to a sporting event, most of the time you are on this. Doesn't matter what it is, what a game it is. If it's a Diamondback game, I see people and they're taking their pictures and doing all that stuff. If you're sitting in the top row at a Suns game, as long as you have Wi-Fi, what's going to prevent you from saying, you know what, I'm going to put down my bet 10 minutes before tip, and that's going to be part of my process. Rather than taking my kid to go get the hot dog or the soda and go stand in line, I am going to go lay my money down. So hopefully the money I had to put down on these tickets, I could win it back in tonight's game. I do believe that that is going to be part of it. I don't know about if it's going to be like in game. Can you change a bet up in game, or not change a bet up? Can you put a bet down during a game? Can you go to a game with three of your buddies and get so liquored up that you're betting on games that are going to be happening later in the night, and you're just making the game itself the new sports bar? Is that how it's going to go? Are you going to be sitting at your son's basketball game in junior high or in high school, and you're going to be on your phone because he's sitting over on the bench, and you're like, oh, hey, I'll put $20 down while he's sitting over there getting ready to go back into the game? I could see that happening. I think today's ruling is really going to change our industry. Our industry is one that they're always looking for what's next and what's cool, or what are people going to gravitate towards. When we started this in 2011, we started doing two things, and people looked at me a little cross-eyed. We did fantasy football with Michael Fabiano, and we did Jimmy Vaccaro in Las Vegas on gambling. We were not afraid of the, ooh, this is dark, this is evil, this is behind the scenes. No. So we've been doing it. We don't do it every single day. There's going to be networks that will pop up that as you're driving to the game, you can click on or listen to, and they'll tell you a lot more about the game ahead tonight and what the defensive matchup is for Devin Booker against James Harden, if there is any defense being played by James Harden. They'll tell you much more about that. The gambling side, I do believe, we'll start to see those trends pop up a lot more than just simply talking about X's and O's. Who sets a great pick? Boy, they've got a great pick and roll system going there. Versus, you know, in the last seven games, this player has done X. And there's some of that already. There's some of that already. But I wouldn't say that it's pervasive as of yet. It's coming. It's going to come, but it's going to change your viewing experience. It's going to change your content of what you're going to consume. If you're going to put down money on every single game, you're not going to have to go to Vegas anymore. The idea of doing March Madness in Las Vegas is going to become something of the past, I do believe. Doesn't mean that Vegas is going to go away and disintegrate. There's going to be that angle given for sure. And maybe there will be some casino operators that say, I'm out of here. We no longer control the market. Maybe there's going to be people here in Arizona and right here in our own backyard that are going to say, you know, we were going to put everything into e-gaming because that's coming. I sat with a big developer last week who talked about an e-gaming platform that he's going to put out there, and he's going to have it wired for TV, and there's going to be thousands of people coming because that's the new stage. And I do believe there is some to that. But I also believe that there'll be more people saying, hey, I'm going to go out with my wife to a steak dinner at Shula's, and I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to go put down a bob after I put in our order, and I'm going to go back up, and I'm going to hang out, I'm going to go see a show, and on the way out the door, I'll see if I won. It's going to become normal. Like, Eric, you're one of those that you look at, when we're in Vegas, you put down bets on games that you really didn't have much knowledge on, correct? You just did it for more fun. You're not one that studies inside and out. And I'm not ripping on you, but you like to have fun with it.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't just bet a game just for the sake of betting a game. I mean, I bet the leagues that I watch the most. So when we were there in Vegas, I bet a lot of Big 12 basketball because I watched a lot of Big 12 basketball.
But it was more fun for you.
Yeah. We're talking $10, $15 bets. It's not like I'm rolling up there dropping $400, $500 in a game.
And you're not sitting there knowing every last player and every last decision on. So it's casual.
I'm a total casual gambler,
but
only in Vegas.
But it's fun.
Of course.
But if it doesn't happen in Vegas, could you and I, we finish up doing the show, could we go down the street to a local parlor? Because I think those are going to start popping up. I don't think it's going to just be the places that already have casinos. Not everybody wants to go hang out in a casino.
Right.
Some people do want to just go hang out in a sports restaurant.
I don't know how much this is going to hurt Vegas. It might hurt it a little bit, but Vegas still has the whole lure of the bright lights, the big city, the great clubs, lots to do, good shopping.
But can't you create that here?
Yeah, but I mean, even though gambling it might be legal in Arizona, I'm sure my buddies and I are going to be like, let's go to Vegas for a weekend and just hang out. I mean, I don't think, you know, I just think that that's still going to be a destination place.
And Vegas is changing, too. If you look at a bill in Vegas, they are charging you $20, $30 to park your car.
They're starting
to just do all that stuff drives people crazy. Doesn't mean that we don't want to go. To your point, we're going to want to go. But look, if some of those shows start coming to Arizona, that's where I think there is going to be a hit. But it's not going to be an immediate hit.
But you look at the success of their hockey team. You look at the fact that they're going to get the Raiders. I mean, they're still going to draw people there.
Sure. No, they are. But if you're in Arizona, why do I need to go pay for an hour flight to Vegas?
You're right.
Maybe I go to Vegas twice a year rather than four times a year.
That makes sense.
All right. So Jimmy Vaccaro is going to be with us from Vegas. I'm chasing a couple of people here in state that I want to talk to about this. It's just emerging today. And this is something that's far more interesting than the other stuff going on here in the Valley, at least to me. I do have to address some of the other things because what was said this morning in the opening remarks, the Suns press conference was kind of interesting. When you ask people, it could be 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years. Anyways, I'll get into that. Haley was down there. She may join us from down there or back here in studio. But on the other side, a little bit more on the subject, the big story of the day. We'll get back into this after this timeout. So we will go to Las Vegas here in a little bit to talk with Jimmy Vaccaro. That comes up in about 11 minutes. Dan Barr is going to be with us too. Dan Barr, one of the best on the legal side here in Arizona on what today's Supreme Court decision to legalize sports, to legalize betting, gambling on sports nationally, what it means here in Arizona and what are the next steps. I've been reading some of it as it's progressed. Some very smart people that are outside of the sporting world. And the angles that keep coming up are, can I place in-game wagers? Can I place in-game wagers? Ultimately, this could vary from state to state. Some of the proposed bills specifically allow for in-game betting, such as those in West Virginia and New York. Could you imagine that? It's halftime, and I'm going to make a bet. It's a tie game at 17, and I'm going to make a bet here in New York that the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, are going to stink, and they're going to lose. Will mobile and online betting be available? I think this is one of the biggest aspects of today's ruling, the biggest question. What happens if you have accounts with DraftKings and FanDuel? What's going to happen on that front? Is there anything I won't be able to bet on? So this is a story that came in from the Chicago Tribune. Some sports leagues have urged states to ban some prop bets, primarily the situational variety that can easily be impacted by a single player decision without necessarily altering the game's outcome. For example, the leagues don't want to see betting lines offered on which player will commit the first foul of a game, or whether the first pitch of a game is a ball or a strike. So there's already been work being done behind the scenes on this in some states. Most sports books are likely to offer single game bets under over-under bets, prop betting, teasers, parlays, as it's currently done in Nevada. But it makes a lot of sense if there's a guy who's leading off a game for the Diamondbacks and he knows that there's a boatload of money that's riding on him taking a ball or a strike. Of course. What sports will I be able to bet on? The Supreme Court opinion means states can offer the same betting options as any other sports books, including college and professional sports, horse racing, golf, combat sports, non-American sporting events. Now, this is all legal in Europe. This is not a big deal in Europe. To the end of college, so I think college is going to be one of the very interesting sides of how this all plays out. I could be wrong on this, but I don't believe that in Las Vegas you can bet on UNLV and Nevada games. Eric, if I'm wrong on this, just correct me, but I'm pretty sure that still stands in place. So if it's here in Arizona, not being allowed to bet on Arizona or Arizona State's games. We've already had the betting scandal, the point-shaving scandal at Arizona State, so there's already been some gambling fallout in the past. I'm sure today the people in the college world in our state are looking at this ruling saying, okay, where are we going to go from here? Which states will be next? Many state legislatures have been working on bills in anticipation of today's Supreme Court ruling. So I want to talk to Dan Barr about at 10:45. And many were waiting to see whether the court would strike down this entirely. Many places have already concluded their 2018 legislative sessions. That could mean state lawmakers can't address the matter until next year. New Jersey and Delaware could have betting windows open soon. States such as West Virginia and Mississippi are also poised to move quickly. States such as Pennsylvania and Connecticut could be racing to get in the game as well. Nearly 20 states have introduced bills that could legalize sports betting. This is from a 2017 report from Eilers and Krychek Gaming, estimates that as many as 32 states could offer legal sports betting within the next 5 years. This is not happening this week. Those of you that have traveled abroad, you know that this is not earth-shattering news for those across the pond or for those of you that have seen it. But most people don't live in those spaces. And the idea of them walking in and putting down a bet, oh, man. I got the lottery here. I know sports a lot better than I know ping pong balls dropping down with numbers on them. So I'm going to get this all figured out. So this is what has come down so far today. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of New Jersey in the case that was formerly known as Chris Christie versus the NCAA. Striking down a 23-year-old federal law known as the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, PASPA. Largely outlawed sports betting outside of Nevada. The court overruled a decision from the Third Circuit Court of Appeals saying PASPA violates the state's 10th Amendment rights, thereby creating a path for New Jersey and other states to offer sports betting. I've yet to see baseball's commissioner side. Tony Clark on the players' union side has already weighed in this morning. He is concerned about his players. And I am sure that it revolves around the credibility of players. You don't want to have a player at the plate that has somebody associated with him. This is going to open up, I'm sure, quite a bit of looking closer at games from some people's minds and eyes that we haven't seen before because we're not in Vegas. But Jimmy Vaccaro will join us next. We'll talk to Jimmy about that. Before we get to Jimmy, though, a couple other things. So the Suns did hold their press conference this morning to introduce their new head coach, Igor Kukoskov. Igor was hired last week. He was still with the Utah Jazz. Igor said all the right things. I listened to the press conference. I saw this morning where they had it. They held it in a space where you could jam-pack it full of people that could clap. It's not a press conference when that happens. That's just a bunch of fans getting together and trying to own the room and saying, see how great this is. You guys need to be following us. Put him in a room full of journalists. There's not going to be any clapping, nor should there be. That's point number one. Igor did make a good point in his opening comments, saying it could be a year, it could be 3 years, it could be 5 years. Point of it is, we're not going to sit out here and give the expectation that we've got this all figured out. After all, it is day number 2,922, I do believe, since the Suns had a single playoff game. 2,900 days. It's going to get well above 3,000 if they even have a shot at it next year. But Igor was very much tapping the brakes. And the Diamondbacks are just not good right now. They've lost five straight. Everybody's banging on Goldschmidt. Everybody's banging on Alex Avila. And rightly so right now. But this is what we told you a few weeks back, that there was going to be this soft spot where this team was going to go through adversity. And they're in the middle of it right now. Nothing is going right for them. They're making boneheaded plays. That's my biggest concern. That's my biggest concern. When you see Archie Bradley walk off the side of the mound to throw to third base and get called for a balk, and then you see Steven Souza, who's got a microphone on yesterday because it's Mother's Day, and he's talking in the outfield, and then he drops a fly ball on the run. It's not a good look. It just isn't. I'm not picking on him. It's just a fact. I think the Diamondbacks probably, and their front office probably knew it. Some other things we'll get to later in the show, but Jimmy Vaccaro is next on a big day in sports on the gaming side for you, the fan, after this timeout. Back in March, when we were up in Las Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament doing the shows, I ran right into Jimmy Vaccaro when we walked into the South Point Casino Resort. And the first thing Jimmy asked me was, what do you think about this ruling? Have you heard anything about it? And at the time, it's like, well, I think it's going to come down. And we talked briefly about it. And today it finally has come down. The Supreme Court this morning, if you're just joining us, struck down a federal law that effectively banned commercial sports gambling in most states, boosting the prospect of such gambling across the nation. Jimmy joins us now, as always, from the South Point Casino. Is this a good day or a not-so-good day for Las Vegas, Jimmy? That's the biggest question I've been getting asked.
Well, if you're asking Jimmy, it's a great day, only because of just something that you saw 35, 40 years ago, where why did it take so long to get to this point? And naturally, I'm always all in for that, something that can benefit the business that I work in my entire life. Now, will there be an impact on Las Vegas and other places that offer these type of things? Yes, there will be. But you know what? The people who understand what they're doing, the entertainment value that Las Vegas has, will be okay. But that doesn't stop us from, like, looking around the country, which no need to tell you. Every big operator here in Nevada has been contacted by a lot of people. Michael Gaughan being our owner, and he will make the final decision. But a long way to go. But the biggest thing is simply this, my friend Brad, is for the first time that there's been an absolute declaration by saying, giving the states an alternative. Do you want to be a part of this? Okay. If you don't, okay. Which is really what the whole thing stands for. Now, it's just still a long way to go. I would suggest, remember the operations that have casinos in the other parts of the country, it'll be a lot quicker. The MGM has casinos all over the country, so they're already there with their land base. Other people have to obviously be a part of, build, or see where it goes from there. But yeah, I'm quite elated, only because it's something that I personally have wanted to see for a long time.
Okay, so let's go through these leagues, Jimmy. I've not seen yet from baseball, but I know Adam Silver has referred to it from the NBA, that the idea of the common fan walking into a game, and once their ticket to get into the game has been scanned, they can walk right over to a betting machine, so to speak, or maybe on their mobile device, and they can lay down a bet on that game. That's as simple as I can put it to the average fan. Is that what we are going to see here from your view, or is it beyond that?
Well, I don't think it'll be as stringent as Adam says. I don't believe there'll be a huge rush betting the in-progress betting as the game is going on. The type of person that you're obviously want to attract for the long run is someone, how much money do you have? How much money do you have in your account? Now, will there be some day where I think there'll be, as England does, just a place across the street you can go make a wager? Yes, but I am surely don't run none of these other properties. Can they do it? Will they do it? I would suggest at the beginning, let's go one step at a time. I think the biggest issue for someone like me is if that were asked a direct question, where do you go from it next? Well, first of all, the biggest hurdle is going to be twofold. The state tax has not been invoked yet, how much they're going to pay. Remember, we pay 0.25% on every bet that we take in the sports book, which adds up at the end of the year. Then, like every other business, we pay a 7% net income tax for the state of Nevada, so you're not dealing with a lot of room. So you need other things that obviously complement it to go further. Now, a big state that has millions and millions of people, will you be able to call in from your home phone? Will you be able to obviously utilize that? that's going to be a major, major threshold as far as someone like me is concerned. Just having someone come to the Connor is good, and you'll get your average fan. But if you want to get the whole state involved, it has to be more or less of a phone app delegation. So a long way to go, my friend. But I would suggest within 3 years, it's all run efficiently. I think there's going to be some potholes at the beginning, things that will pop up that some of the people don't actually rightly see right now, and we'll go from there. But, you know, it's still the same thing. You know, it was, Adam Silver has been out front saying it's very positive. But, you know, and Adam Silver, I don't believe, has contacted anybody that runs or, excuse me, that owns a sports book on exactly what they think about it, what they would do, what they would infuse into this operation. So, and the NFL, you know, it's no secret. They don't like us at all. So to get them sitting down at the same table. So it will be fun. It will be interesting. Some places supposedly will be up and running, you know, in a few months. The other places, it's a look-see. And, yes, we've been contacted by a lot of people also. Like I said, we'll discuss it, but the final decision will be made by Michael Gaughan.
Is there any correlation, Jimmy, to what they and how they do it in Europe to how you think it's going to go here in the States? Or do you see it as a different model? Is it exactly the same as going overseas?
Completely different as far as I'm concerned. We talk about, you know, the English model, what they do. They do things a lot different. Obviously, it's the basic thing there is just simply, you know, you put up your money. If you win, you collect. If you lose, we keep the money. But the way that we do business here is quite different. Now, we can't incorporate none of the – we can if we want to, but I don't think we will. We will absolutely keep to the model we have. Remember, they have three-way propositions, which is really, really it's not an easy way to bet. You can, you know, win your bet, not win any money. That's another story for another time. But I would not copy that exactly, no doubt about it. The way that we have it, expanding to a few other things, obviously open it up, even gaming control here and going to the rest of the country, you know, for the first time, you know, we bet on the draft, we're betting on the MVPs. We'll open this up and as they can see how stringent and how tough we run these operations. You know, we had a gentleman just last night on my way out the door. He bet $40,000 on the Cavalier, the second game. He bet on the Cavaliers. Now, what does that mean? Does he know anything? What's going on? But basic principle, we did exactly what you're to do when you take a bet of that size. Obviously, name, address, phone number, picture, whatever. We do all the things that they don't talk about already, Brad. That's the thing that sometimes aggravates me.
What about the idea of prop bets? So I saw this morning that this is already coming up, the idea that first pitch of a game could be called a ball or a strike, first foul of a game could be called on this guy or that guy, that prop bets are going to be right front and center. What your thought on that?
Well, the reason that, like, we don't delve into a lot of that, obviously the offshore can do what they want to do. Let's just say, okay, we're going to bet that the first pitch is going to be a strike. Well, there is a way, even though it's a billion to one, you would say, okay, well, the pitcher knows that they bet a lot of money that it's going to be a strike. Well, he's going to throw a ball over the catcher's head. So there are some things, and I know I'm stretching it to
some degree, but
that's like we can't do such things like that.
Yeah.
As I said, you know, okay, all the money's – let me call to that guy, the pitcher, immediately. Hey, buddy, throw it over the head of the catcher because we need it. We need a ball instead of a strike. So long way to go, my friend.
Last question. Anything else you want to add about today that I haven't asked you that you think needs to be emphasized, Jimmy?
Well, what needs to be emphasized is like to take a wholeheartedly look and understand the win-loss procedure, the average hold on the sporting event for the entire year, and then go from there. Don't come in with these big high-handed, like, you know, we're going to hold 20% on a certain product. It doesn't happen. If they want to hear what we do and they get some of our help, not all of it, I think it'll be worthwhile in the long run. It's here anymore. We don't have to say it's coming, friend. It's here.
Stay well. Appreciate the time as always, Jimmy. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
There's Jimmy Vaccaro there from Vegas, one of the best in the business, South Point Casino Resort, sports marketing director. He's been at it for 40-plus years. Dan Barr is going to be with us here in a minute. Dan Barr from Perkins Coal right here in the Valley. And I want to get Dan's side on this story as to, okay, what happens here in Arizona with the ruling today by the Supreme Court? And if you're just joining us on this, you're like, Brad, man, you are going all in today. I wanted you to break down what's going on with the Suns. You know what's going on with the Suns. They hired another coach. It's their seventh one in 9 years. Yeah, seventh one in 9 years. So you know what's going on with the Suns. The baseball team, I'll get back to them. They're not very good right now. They're going to go through slumps. This story, though, as you look at it, that's why I wanted to have Dan Barr on from Perkins Coal. Dan is one of the best in the business here in Arizona. And it's very short notice for Dan, because this just came down from the Supreme Court. So we go from Las Vegas with Jimmy Vaccaro at the South Point Casino and Resort, his side, to Dan Barr to try to give us an idea here locally of what happens in the state of Arizona. What is going to happen from this? Who is next up that needs to say, this is what we want to do? We are in favor of this. We're not in favor of this. And how we go from there. And Dan joins us. I appreciate you coming on short notice.
Thanks for having me, Brad. It's the first time I followed Jimmy Vaccaro and had to read a 49-page Supreme Court opinion in a few minutes.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right, so I know this is really throwing it at you with the breaking news this morning. Do you have a top-line thought on today's story as it, how soon will this come to Arizona? Because that is all I'm getting asked, and who are the players involved now, the next step?
Well, it's up to the state legislature and municipalities, I guess, how soon it comes to Arizona. I mean, it's the interesting case is that it relies upon the 10th Amendment, which is rarely relied upon in Supreme Court opinions. And the 10th Amendment provides that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to the states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. And what the Supreme Court held this morning is that this act that Congress passed, the Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act, which prohibited states from legalizing sports betting, with the exception of four states that were grandfathered in, that violated the 10th Amendment. Because while Congress has the power to make sports gambling a federal crime, Congress does not have the power to tell the states that it may not legalize it. So that's where the opinion comes down. And so now New Jersey, which originally decided not to be grandfathered into this statute and then changed its mind, will legalize sports betting at casinos and racetracks. And other states are free to do so as well now.
So Governor Ducey has to weigh in on this. The legislature, sort that out for people, because I'm getting hammered with these questions.
Well, I mean, the debate about whether sports gambling is a good or a bad thing is an eternal debate in this country. And the
Sure.
Supreme Court, in fact, deals with that. Justice Alito, who people may know is a huge baseball fan of the Philadelphia Phillies, wrote the majority opinion. And he writes that at the end of the opinion, the legalization of sports gambling is a controversial subject. Supporters argue that legalization will produce revenue for the states and critically weaken illegal sports betting operations, which are run by organized crime. Opponents contend that legalizing sports gambling will hook the young on gambling, encourage people of modest means to squander their savings and earnings, and corrupt professional and college sports.
Mm-hmm.
The legalization of sports gambling requires an important policy choice, but the choice is not ours to make. And it goes on to say that the choice is for the states to make. So Justice Alito, briefly sets out the pros and cons of legalizing sports gambling, and I imagine that will be debated in our state. And interestingly, this opinion, though it deals with states legalizing sports gambling, could apply to other controversial issues, for instance, legalizing marijuana,
mm-hmm.
or cases involving sanctuary cities, where in those cases, the 10th Amendment is argued as something saying that the federal government cannot prohibit the states from legalizing marijuana for medical use or recreational use, or for municipalities to declare themselves sanctuary cities. So this opinion regarding the 10th Amendment is going to have a wider reach than simply sports gambling.
Well, you also have to throw in sweepstakes and lotteries, too, how you describe this, right? Am I overreaching
Sure.
it myself?
Sure. I mean, it's, for a long time, states have stayed out of this. And we can think of how we as a society have viewed sports gambling in, say, the last 25 years. 25 years ago, it was viewed as something that was run by the mob
Right.
or run by people who would corrupt programs, and that certainly happened. There are all sorts of cases of, point shaving and things
ASU,
like that.
ASU basketball. Yeah.
ASU basketball, and the thought was we could never have a professional sports team in Las Vegas because of the influence of gambling, and now we have an NHL team that may get into the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
We have the Raiders moving there in a few years, and so people have changed their attitudes towards gambling, at least some people have. And the issues that Justice Alito sets out at the end of his opinion are, do you want to legalize it and for the state to make money off of it, or is this something still that we, could bring a lot of harm to people?
Yeah, the Red for Ed march could use legalized sports gambling, right? I mean,
sure. I mean, that's one just like they talk about. Some people talk about, hey, if we legalize marijuana and tax it, that takes the money away from the drug cartels that are bringing in the country, and that could be a source of revenue. And people on the other side say, wait a second, once you start to legalize marijuana, it becomes a slippery slope to all sorts of other drugs.
Mm. Anything else that you want to add on this subject today? I know it's just a breaking and emerging.
Yeah, it's an interesting issue, and it's something where, what this opinion does, it puts squarely in the lap of the states like Arizona to decide whether they want to legalize sports betting or not. And, when we think about how you can bet at tribal reservation casinos and all of that, and when you think of the prominence of such casinos around our community, the thought of that it's going to influence professional sports is sort of hard to accept. One note, reading this opinion is, and maybe you had this experience years ago, I attended a wedding in Las Vegas where I flew up on a Saturday night and flew back the same night, and it was the night before the Super Bowl. And not only was Vegas packed that night, but a lot of the people who were on the 5 p.m. flight flying up to Las Vegas were on the 11 p.m. flight flying back to Phoenix. And I imagine that a lot of them were flying up to bet on the Super Bowl.
That is interesting. That's good stuff. I appreciate you, Dan, on short notice joining us.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Always good to catch up with Dan Barr over at Perkins Cole. Appreciate his time. There's a lot more wrapping my head around with this, but we've done a lot here. On the other side, we'll have much more on the Suns news of the day, with the hiring of their head coach, how that press conference went. It was early this morning at 9 a.m. and some other things before we get out of here. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic. AZ Central Sports, our football show on Fox Sports Arizona. 16 airings per week. Brad Sussmat, Football AZ. Stay with us. The big story locally today outside of the gambling news is one that Haley Stasiak has been at, and that is the Suns today hiring Igor Koskov. So there you go. Take away.
He's super excited about the opportunity. He said it's a dream job and the opportunity of a lifetime. He actually got his American citizenship here in Phoenix. So to come back home, this is home for him. His family has been here. So it's exciting for him. He's taking it on full storm. He said that the Suns are a young team, but it doesn't matter whether you're young or old. It's just good or bad teams. So he's getting ready to take on the young Suns team.
They're not a good team over here. Igor, they're not a good team, but
he's looking forward to working with what he has, the tools that he has, obviously Devin Booker, Suns, face of the Suns franchise there. So he's looking forward to
seeing. So Devin was there.
Devin was not there.
Devin was not there. But Josh is not there either because he's in Chicago because tomorrow night's the lottery. So you have some comments you want to talk about?
It was interesting to me. Somebody asked him about being the first European-born NBA head coach, and he said something about he's not a European foreign coach. He's an NBA coach. And he even joked that all the European coaches kind of call him an NBA coach. So that's where he kind of got it from. He said they kind of disowned him if they want to call him a European coach. So he joked about that. But the interesting thing to me just was the mention of their young team, but there's no difference between young and old. It's just good and bad teams. And obviously the Suns haven't had the success they'd like to have seen in recent years, but he's going to move forward and make them the team that he feels they have the potential to be.
Okay, so here's some comments from Igor. This was just a short time ago. Haley was there.
Being a head coach of one of the most prestigious teams in the basketball world is something special. It's a huge achievement for me personally as a coach. Obviously, it's a dream job, and it's a special day for me. I think it's a good day for Phoenix Suns. good day in a way that maybe in a year from now, 3 years or 5 years from now, then you can say if this was a special day, because, you know, we'll see what we're going to do in the meantime. And because we can talk basketball, we have to play basketball. So I know it's going to be a huge a challenge and a lot of things got to be done. But like I said, I hope in perspective from 5 years from now that the Phoenix Suns organization can say same thing, that it was a special day for them too.
Okay, so he puts a lot out there about 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. But overall, when they may be good, overall, what were your impressions of him today? I know the room was probably loaded with interns and employees of the Suns, so it's a very, very favorable setting. That's how pro teams do it in this day and age. But what was your view of him today?
I thought his approach to everything, he's excited. You can tell he has a passion. One of the things that he mentioned was the difference between successful and unsuccessful teams is drive and passion. And when it comes down to it, he's hoping to create a healthy environment with this team, something that he took from the Utah Jazz, and he just is planning to bring to Phoenix in terms of just growing a healthy environment for these players, an environment that they want to play in. It's, he mentioned in that bite that they're not just going to talk basketball, they need to play basketball. And mm-hmm. So once it gets down to it and it gets the team together, he gets his coaching staff together, he's getting ready to create a new environment for the Suns.
Good stuff. Appreciate you doing it. It's Haley Stasiak there with us. And that's our show for today. Thanks again for being with us. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. Eric Sorensen, our senior executive vice president of nothing or everything, depending on the day. Thanks to Jordan Hamm as well. The show repeats, if you're just jumping in on it, it repeats for the next 24 hours right here on sports360az.com and also AZ Central Sports. Enjoy your Monday.